It's about 12:30.
Cheers.
It's about that time. Vodka cranberry for me, Bloody Mary for Mary.
Hell yeah. Oh, that is a tasty beverage. It's like food and a drink.
I was hungry, but this'll do.
Yeah, I'm not hungry yet, but I also drank a lot last night. So yeah, we're just sipping on our drinks, you know, hanging out at the NAMM show.
Sipping on some scissor. We have to interview some guitar companies and bass companies.
Yeah, we should. We're going to start making our way around. We were kind of in drum utopia for a while there.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll still get on a few sets. It ain't over.
Yeah. I'm into it. I'm super into it. So pretty much what we're doing now is just people watching and sipping our drinks. How you doing, Nick?
I'm in heaven right now. I'm glad we came.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy?
We're like the happiest.
Yeah, vodka and Tabasco sauce.
Mm. Like food and a drink.
Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
It smells good.
I like Bloody Marys a lot, actually.
I like Bloody Marys, too. I don't like when I'm bloody, but I probably...
I like when Mary's bloody.
Yeah. When I got my bloody show on. Red dead eggs. That's what I call it.
Red dead eggs?
Yeah.
Great. Red Dead Eggs at the NAMM show. Hotbox is being crazy here, yo. Trumpet. Do you hear that trumpet? It's so loud in here, I don't even know if people are gonna be able to hear what's up in the radio. Well, we'll find some people. Mindy here at the NAMM show. I may have came across some drums that I may have the ability to play here. Let's find out what happens. There they are. Let me see what's up. Oh.
Sean!
Oh, what are you doing here? How are you?
Mary knows somebody.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh my god.
This
Hi,
is my
I'm
wife.
Mary.
This is Mary.
What was your name?
Jaquel.
Like Jaquel, okay.
Yeah.
It's like Janelle, but not.
Exactly.
Look.
Are you here with Nick?
No, I'm here.
We're media.
Yeah,
oh,
media.
We're the Hotbox. We're a stoner radio show.
Awesome.
Do you want to tell us? You got to tell us about it. Read it to us.
Oh. Let us know what's up. If
okay.
If you guys ever want to come on the show, like if you guys have a show coming up. Yeah, we're in downtown LA, but it's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
Okay. So my band name is Gage Riot. We're ready to rock the world. It's hard rock, heavy metal, singing, no screaming.
Oh, my God.
What's your name and your website where we can find you?
My name is Sean Martin. You can check us out at facebook.com/gageriot, and we also have our own Facebook page.
Everyone, go for it.
And I went to high school with Sean. I've known him since I was 14, and I haven't seen you in years, like years and years.
12.
It's been 12 years at least, yeah.
At least.
But that's fucking great, man.
Absolutely. Nice to see you.
It's really good to see you. And if you guys ever want to be on the show, just email me. I don't even know.
Hey, here, let me hold this.
Yes.
And I'll get him a card.
Do you guys have a card?
Yeah, we do. We're going to, she's going to get you one. I have one somewhere,
but shows card,
but this I don't know exactly
studio.
Where.
Perfect.
Our show's live Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And then you can go there and download it as a podcast as well. There might be a couple cards there.
That's so awesome. I saw the pictures on Facebook with you guys in the studio and I didn't know what it was exactly. I saw you and Jim on there. I'm like, I have to find
out
what that's all
about. Yeah, we had Jimbo on the show. It's basically like musicians. Yeah, we had Jimbo and his pig come on the show.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it was really funny walking down the street walking down downtown LA with a pig on a leash. People were giving us like the weirdest looks. It was great, but yeah.
I'm so glad I got to see you guys. Please tell me.
I know, I'm dying. But yeah, Gage Riot, you guys. It's a serious thing. Gage Riot, it's facebook.com/GageRiot. Fucking A, man.
Check
but it's really
out.
Good to see you, Sean.
Me
like,
too. And I'm sure I'll see you guys around.
Yes.
We're just trying to...
Yeah, doing this. Totally, guys. Nice to meet you, Jaquel. Bye, guys. Wow, I didn't think I'd actually run into anybody that I knew at the show, or at the NAMM show.
Yeah, I don't know if I will see anybody. Oh, man. We're my friends. So I'm here at NAMM. I'm carrying like 5 different things. This is interesting. We need more stuff. Ooh. Hi. Good. We're the Hot Box. We're a radio show. We were interested in learning about phantom-powered pedals.
I'm gonna let Jason tell you about that because I'm losing my voice.
All right, Jason. Hi, I'm Mindy. Nice to meet you.
You got, what's the name of the? I thought you said Hot.
The show's Hot Box. We're here from Skid Row Studios. It's a 24-hour internet radio.
Yeah. Was there another guy in the card little square for Hot Box?
Maybe someone else has the name Hotbox.
Maybe I'm just confused.
Yeah, our business cards weren't printed in time. So explain to us phantom power pedals. Great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, we power effects pedals through the cable on a standard stereo tip ring sleeve cable. It's on the ring, 9 volts on the ring. Plenty of current. You could power 20 pedals or more. We do make pedals. And we modify pedals so that they can take phantom power. And we also have a system where you don't have to modify anything and still use phantom power. There's a little breakout box.
What's your power supply? What powers the phantom power?
There's a regulated 9-volt power supply. This is the external box. It can go on top of any amp, and it's built into these 2 amps here. So we modify amps. You know, people have send us their amps, we install it inside, put a little switch on the back, so you can plug right into the input. And as you can see, it's going out to the, powering all these pedals. And this guitar here, EMG active pickups, there's no battery in there either. So it can power right up, power everything. And we can, it'll do anything really DC powered, like 18 volts, 12 volts.
Is there a limit in how many things you can put in the audio chain?
We haven't hit that limit. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, almost 2 amps of current, which is a lot. So I've hooked up over 20 pedals and had no problems at all. So, yeah, it really works.
Interesting.
Well.
Yeah.
How many different pedals do you sell?
We have 6 in our line. This is the 6 right here. We got our overdrive, distortion, fuzz, chorus, delay, and reverb, and each one is designed by a different boutique designer, the circuit. Because we're about the power. We didn't want to come out with another overdrive.
Can you tell us some of the names of the people that design your pedals?
Yeah, absolutely. The overdrive is by David Barber, Barber Electronics. The distortion is Joel Weaver of Homebrew Electronics. The fuzz is Jamie Stillman of Earthquaker Devices. Chorus is Noira Gray, that's kind of a pseudonym, that's a secret. Then the delay is Andy Fuchs did that, and Josh Holly of Maleco did the reverb.
Interesting.
Thank you. Cool.
Yeah. And do you care if we get some information on you guys?
Yeah, we give you one of these cards here.
Cool. May we take the Matchbox?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. That's cool. This is really neat. Where are you guys based out of?
Maryland. Yep, right outside of D.C. That's why we're D.C. Voltage.
All right, and you're an independent company?
Yep, small company. So we're growing, though.
All right, cool. Interesting. We'll be checking you guys out and mentioning you on Tuesday when our live show airs.
Cool. Where is it at? Where would...
Give me just a second. I'll give you the info.
Okay.
Chat the fuck up, Mary.
Chat the fuck up.
You look at this. We're here at the Pro Tools area looking to see if we can spot any engineer ass.
Yeah, we're looking for engineer ass. Basically, engineers have very flat asses because they don't have to move that much. They're sitting down usually.
The chair does it to them.
Yeah. I have secretary ass.
Oh. I have drummer butt, as in it's always swampy and sweaty.
Yeah, drummer butt. She's got that drumming swamp twat.
So, Jeremy, yeah. Do you think we could ever have anything awesome like this for the studio?
How are you? Probably not.
How much do you think this... It looks like it might be a... Oh, definitely like, what, a 24-channel mixer? 16? I don't want to count.
Yeah, no, that's an expensive piece of equipment right there.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, we're here. We're the Hotbox radio station.
Yes,
we are checking out your Pro Tools console there.
Very nice.
What can you tell us about you guys, what you guys are showing off today?
Well, we're showing Pro Tools 10, which is actually not really new. It's been out for over a year now. But what we are showing are the new Pro Series plugins. We've got a new compressor, expander, and a Pro Limiter as independent plugins that we've added to Pro Tools that are in the AAX formats that are going forward into 64-bit land. So we've got our D-Command, we've got all our interfaces here. We're running Pro Tools 10 on my laptop with the HDX cards in a Magma Thunderbolt chassis.
Okay.
So, but mainly our main focus at NAMM this year, 2013, is about plugins, both ours and all the third-party available AAX plugins for 10, because the AAX format will go forward into Pro Tools 11, which will be 64-bit.
Okay, so someone were to purchase Pro Tools 10, were these plugins something additional they would be able to choose to get, or do they come with it?
The new plugins are actually purchase point. The compressor and expander are $99, and the limiter, when it drops in early February, will be $299. But there is a plethora of plugins that actually come with Pro Tools when you purchase Pro Tools 10.
So all right.
You'll get quite a few. You get music VIs, all sorts of effects, plugins, EQs, compressors, reverbs, delays, all sorts of things. And there's actually over 500. Actually, now there's 800 since Waves announced their AAX support in native. So there's over 800 third-party AAX plugins available for Pro Tools 10.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We're a radio station.
Yeah.
We broadcast 24 hours. We're an internet radio station.
Very cool.
We're looking to eventually upgrade our studio to do music recordings. We'd like to step in that direction.
Nice.
We're doing pretty well off with the radio stuff, so.
Good.
Pro Tools is what, that's Jeremy, our station manager.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Pro Tools. I need that.
Well, Pro Tools is pretty much the industry standard for both recording and mixing. A lot of people use other different MIDI or audio formats, but they wind up mixing in Pro Tools. And if you go to any sort of working production or mixing house, everybody's running Pro Tools. So whether you start with HD or if you start with the basic Pro Tools 10 non-HD, It's the stepping stone to being on the same platform as everyone else, and that whole translation is a great place to be because you're dealing with the same skill set that everyone else is using. So
yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to messing around on Pro Tools.
Cool.
I've only had slight experience with it.
And that's how you learn. You mess around and make mistakes. You learn from your mistakes, and you learn, get better. If everybody was great with it, they'd never learn anything. So it's really fun. It's a lot of people are afraid of learning it. I say get in there, get your hands dirty, and crash it, and do all the wrong things, and then you learn what to do and what works for you.
Start making horrible-sounding recordings and then figure out how to make them better.
Well, I don't think you have any choice about making maybe not the best sound recordings initially, but then you learn what you want to hear and learn, figure out how to get it done, and then you become really good at it.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
And we will be mentioning you on the Hot Box this Tuesday.
Great.
Our Pro Tools hopefulness. How we wish to have it in our studio.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, dude.
Join in. Thank you.
Thanks.
He's like the one getting free stuff.
Yeah. Hot Box here at the AFEX booth at NAMM, watching Jeremy. He's probably got some questions. Jeremy, what do you want to know?
Do you have your voice processors here?
Yeah.
We're looking at voice mixes. There's candy. I'm taking one. Oh, yeah.
Channel. And we just came out with the project channel as well. So this is the original. This was the update for the 230, which was
right.
Called the Master Voice Channel. And now it became the channel. So that's been out for a couple of years. Now we dropped down to this one, project channel. We gave it a Class 8 preamp, different than this one. Optical compressor instead of a VCA compressor.
I'll say one thing I've noticed about the NAMM show.
One
thing I've noticed is that there are a lot of unfortunate hairstyles represented at NAMM show. A lot of long hair, a lot of dreadlocks. But we're here at AFEX right now, the AFEX booth.
Cool thing about these.
Jeremy is learning all about equipment for our studio.
On the back now.
Oh, wow.
And so if you've got an audio interface with an SPDIP out, usually those just sit there doing nothing these days. Running into here, we've got the top-of-the-line AKM converter in it. You got the best possible sound into the input.
Mm-hmm.
And an off switch and no blinding blue LED.
Naming it up in the neighborhood. We're in Anaheim. There's a lot that's good. We're seeing cool things. Mary's hot. I wish I could rap, but I guess I cannot. We're the Hotbox Show, and we're here at NAMM. Things are getting crazy, you know what I mean? Oh, I want to play a couple more drum sets, because that's all I care about. What? NAMM is invaded by the Hotbox Show. We're crazy chicks. Yeah, what do you know? We're recording, we're filming, and some chicks about to rock. Mary, yeah. What's up, Mr. Spock? A Hotbox Show is waiting for the rock, but they look like they might play, but I guess they're not gonna play us some music. They just want to look cool. I'm here with Mary, and she fucking rules.
Yeah.
Do we use their phone? Their headphones? Is this the headphones we use?
Are these the headphones we use?
No.
Oh.
They're good.
Tascam.
Wandering into Tascam. Why is Tascam sound familiar? Oh, because that's what my like 1980s recorder thing is. Woo! Checking this out. And they're leaving me. We're going to the land of the host mic. To the company that makes our swanky host mic, the most nicest mic in Skid Row Studios. Here we go. And here we are, let's see. Which one's ours? Is it one over there? Host mics. We're here at Bear Mics. Do you see it or no?
Where'd she get those
nachos? Hotbox outside of the fast food court, looking at all these people eating. We're not eating, but we should be. Got some shredding going on, maybe? A little bit? I'm gonna watch the Mindy here at the Latin percussion booth where we got some type of jamming going on. What is up? Is this just anyone can jam or is this a band? Fender room where we probably can't go.